She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, excuse me. I want to start early today with the trivia. And this is for a free oil change and checkout, bumper to bumper, roof to tire, for the winner. Okay? We're changing the rules a little. The prize has to be picked up and done in the next 30 days. Okay? Okay. Here is the trivia question. And we're going to make an easy one. And today we have Christy with us, taking Wanda's place. Wanda's on vacation. where the Ward warehouse is right now, on Ala Moana and Ward, where the Ward warehouse is sitting, what was there before that? Okay, what was there before the Ward warehouse? The number to call is 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay. Now, you should clean your windshield inside and out. Okay? Inside and out. And also change the wiper blades every 6 months. Or when you start smearing the water, like it does on Celine Steve's car, it smears the water on the windshield. And he is supposed to change the wiper blades a long time ago. Okay? Highly recommended to treat your windshield and the rest of the windows on the outside. Okay? On the outside. With Rain-X. Rain-X makes the water not stick to the glass. Okay? So, use Rain-X on the windshield. Okay? Highly recommended to get the right coverage for your auto insurance. Okay? And shop around. Don't be loyal because the insurance companies are not loyal to you. So shop around and look for the best deal. Never mind about the commercials. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080 if you think you have the answer to the trivia question. Okay? Okay, who do we have?
Okay, we have Julie on the line from Kalihi.
Who?
Julie.
Julie. Hi, Julie. Hello? Wow. Okay. Hi, Julie.
Hello there.
What's on your mind?
The answer to your trivia today is use car lock.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
What's the name of the used car lot?
There was about two. Maxwell, I think. And I don't know about the other one.
Hey, you dinosaur, eh?
A little bit.
We have a winner. The dinosaur won it.
Thank you.
Hang on and give Christy your information.
Mahalo. Thank you again.
Okay, mahalo for playing.
Thank you.
Well, Damien Farias, there's another dinosaur there listening. Okay, anyway. Wow, that was too easy, I think, yeah?
Hello?
So, anyway.
What is your name?
Let's move along. Okay? When you buy a classic car, classic cars are cars made in the 70s and earlier. Okay? When you buy a classic car, have some knowledge about the VIN number, the serial number. Because the serial number will tell you the whole story about what that car is supposed to be. Okay? So, it's not quite that easy to just buy a classic car. You gotta know what you're buying. It could be an original or maybe a not original, a modified original. So, if you decide, like for instance, you're gonna go look for a 66 Mustang, then go check out all the VIN numbers for that particular type car. So you buy the right thing, okay? Highly advisable to take an expert with you to buy that car. Somebody who's very familiar with that type of car that you're looking at. Okay? Buying a classic car is a very good investment because they never depreciate. Okay. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has about 8 of them, I think. Beautiful cars. Beautiful cars. Okay, now, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? The other day, I came across a young guy, has a Honda, and he wanted his transmission all flushed. And he brought his own fluid. He brought in the original Honda fluid. Okay? Folks, think about this now. There's all kinds of recalls on transmissions being a problem and all that. Okay? The problem is the oil, not the transmission. Okay? Mario Yano, he sells Amsoil. And he uses Amsoil in his transmission, engine, and everything. And his car was supposed to be on the recall, but they found nothing wrong. And the dealership couldn't figure out why nothing was wrong. It was because of the oil. The same with Dean. Dean had a Honda, and the dealer wanted to recall the transmission, but found that there was nothing wrong with his transmission because he was on Amsoil. And the oil is the important play on engines and transmissions. So, it's your car, folks. You want to use the regular factory oil and damage the trans, then go for it. Using a low octane fuel, what we call substandard fuel, will cause the transmissions to wear out faster, 10 times faster. I know a lot of you say, well, I use the low octane fuel and I have no problems, it runs fine. Yeah, you may think so, because all the problems is being absorbed by the transmission, and the transmission is slipping. So when you slip the trans, it's going to burn out. So it's common sense, folks. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. It looks like break time coming up right now.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob? Are you rolling?
There we are. There we are. I'm rolling.
Okay.
I was going to say, did you hear that thunder this morning?
No.
Oh, man, Connie Oe, I thought the building was coming down.
Oh.
Strange times over here with the weather, man, I tell you.
Well, this half of the island was good.
Well, see, there you go. Why do you guys get better weather?
No problem, no problem.
Look, I'm getting choked up over here now. Don't make me laugh during my minute. Now I forgot what I was...
Now you forgot what you were going to say.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, Bob.
Halloween, so as we always say on Halloween, folks, get a designated driver and drive slow in the neighborhood because, you know, the kids are out. They got masks on and stuff, so they really can't see where they're going. They're all excited for the candy. And, you know, let's just have a nice holiday, kind of take care of each other. You know, relax a little bit. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the kids. But I got to tell you, though, I don't know about adults doing Halloween. I think it should just be kids because adults get crazy. Because they think that nobody knows who they are, so they go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part about it. But other than that, it's kind of overcast. I'm still going to figure out why one side of the island is so much better. I got to work on that. But anyway, as always, don't get me laughing. Take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Alone.
Bob, you are funny. Okay. Anyway. Take it easy, Bob. Take it easy. Okay. Anyway, that's right. It's Halloween, and please, I know it's almost impossible to tell the people to slow down and take it easy. Because the kids have one thing in mind, and that's Halloween. So, and a lot of people are driving around with no headlights on. That is a no-no. You have to have your headlights on. On earlier is better than never. Okay? So, anyway, let's move on. And did any of you see the news about the tires that are exploding? We're finding tires exploding on the mainland and also in Hawaii because they're out of date. We come across that all the time, folks. We see cars with tires 15 years old. 15 years old. They will pass the safety limit and shouldn't be run on the road. But the car owners always say, oh, but I have a lot of thread there. It's just like new. You know, yeah. Look at Paul Walker. He was in a brand new Porsche with tires 9 years old. And that's what caused the crash. And that's exactly what was on the news. That people should look at the date of the tires and change them if they're too old. It's for your safety. But no, people value their money more than their life. Sad. Very, very sad. Okay? On the side of the tire, there's an oval with four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. So the week and the year, it was made. Okay? So before you buy tires, and before they put it on your car, look at the date. Look at the date, folks. Just because it's coming from a brand new tire place, supposedly brand new, doesn't mean that it is. Okay? For your safety and mine, look at the date of the tire. Okay? So, a friend of mine brought in some fuel, some gasoline from Kapolei, and the highest octane over there in Kapolei is 80. There's nothing above 80. So, you know, and all these mechanics that fix small engines, boats and stuff, they all claim that it's the ethanol that's causing the damages. It's the gas, folks. The gas is too low. It damaged weed whackers, lawnmowers, everything. Go look at your owner's manual. It says, do not run fuel below 87. Well, a lot of the fuel in Hawaii is between 78 and 80. So, go figure. It's your car. You want it to break apart? Use the low octane fuel. So, if you have a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And a lot of people still don't know that we're still on the air on a different station. So do your friends a favor and let them know that we've changed stations, okay? And if you can't pick us up on the station, then get on the computer and go to the website. Bob says he has it on live, so it should be on, and you could listen from any place in the world. Okay? Ethanol is not a bad fuel, it is a good fuel. And ethanol, if it attracts water, it makes the ethanol better. It doesn't damage anything. If you want to see samples, I have samples. And I've also added water to the ethanol to see if it would create damage to the metal bolts and stuff that I have in the bottle. It's been in there for months and nothing happened. Okay? So, anyway. You have to prove that the ethanol is the damaging chemical. Okay? You cannot just say, well, that's the last thing they put in. That's not. That is not the last thing they put in the gas. get on a computer and go to Google and Google out for recalls on your car. Because the dealers do not notify all the car owners that there's a recall. So get on Google and go check it out. Okay? It's for your own good. The recall is for free repairs on whatever is being recalled. Go check it out. Okay? They have all the information on Google. Anyway, if you don't understand, then give us a call. I recommend using or installing the electronic rustproofing device on all new cars. It's a fantastic device and it does work. It covers every metal part of the car, entire car, including exhaust, didn't rust. Okay? You can buy those electronic rustproofers from us, 847-5554, or from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has the good high metal protector wall purple, and it also has ethanol. Ethanol acts as an anti-lock. It's very good. If you haven't tried it, you gotta try it. It is fantastic. Okay? So, again, if you have questions, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay. If you don't know how to change a wiper blade, take it to your mechanic and they can change it for you. A way to save money, it's a gamble, is to buy your stuff on Amazon.com and take it in. A lot of shops won't do the work, and a lot of shops will do it, but you gotta understand one thing, folks, there is no such thing as guarantee. Okay? That's the gamble you take. When you buy the part and take it in, there is no guarantee. Because the mechanic didn't buy the part. Okay? Okay. Who do we have next?
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Dot 3 Dean?
Yep.
Hello?
Hi, George.
It's very hard to hear you.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a bad connection, although it's a station. Is a transmission problem? No pun intended.
No, they use good transmission oil.
Okay. Anyway, Shell is still the top of the line of the gasolines. You're right about other brands being below 87, but my latest test shows that our Shell gas is, our premium is 89.
Yeah, but not in all stations.
Yeah. Well, you know, the same treatment would be like
Bahala. It's hard to hear you.
Okay. Well, there's like Bahala or the McCulley or even Pa'oa.
Yeah, those three usually good.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go down to Kapolei, the other parts of the island or go to Kauai is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all because the legislature allowed the oil companies to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the oil company's fault.
Right.
It's the politicians.
Right. Yeah, they're allowing the oil companies.
Yes. Yes. Oil companies are not going to go out and break the law. They ask the legislature, can we lower the octane? And they said yes.
Mm-hmm. And back in 2006, there really was an article, you know, that Tesoro admitted in the newspaper, in the Star Advertiser, that they were selling substandard gas.
Really?
Yeah, there was an article from 06.
Yeah, because they had nothing to lose because the politician said they could do it.
There you go.
So, If they say you can do it, then you can do it. If the politicians say, hey, Dean, you can go to First Hawaiian Bank and go rob them, take all the money. You're right.
Yeah. But anyway, Shell is still a pop, so I wanted to let the listeners know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
So anyway. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? Taxes going up. Octane going down. People don't care. They don't say anything. What happens? Anyway, have your timing belts checked. If it's time to replace, replace them. Because if the timing belt breaks, folks, it destroys the engine. The valves will stay open and the piston will come up and hit the valves. You're going to damage the engine. So, check the timing belts. Make sure they're okay. Normally, they go about 60,000 miles and then have to be replaced. But a lot of the newer ones can go 90,000 miles before you replace it. But if you want more mileage from it, then you coat it with real heavy silicone. Silicone is a natural rubber and plastic preservative. Okay? So, anyway. Silicone. And when you do a timing belt job, highly, highly recommended to do a complete. In other words, water pump, drive belts, the whole nine yards. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to pay double to come in and do it over again. So, anyway, the thing I wanted to bring out to you is, did you notice that parts of the freeway around Makiki, the lanes are skinnier. Okay? But go check now. Go check with the feds. It's allowable for a temporary base only. But when they narrow the lanes, it has to have a sign posted 35 miles an hour. Not 45 and not 50. Okay? I think there was a bad accident a while back. And the reason was is because the lanes are still skinny. So, big trucks, when they go down that skinny lane, they're right up against the lines. So, anyway. But the state has to wake up because they're liable for a lawsuit if somebody gets hurt in an accident. Because the lanes are too skinny. Okay? And I don't see any speed limit that says slow down. Okay? They never change the speed limit. Okay. I think it's break time, huh?
Okay. Yes, we are going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884 or Dennis, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And Everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalamuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remember what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home and receive. I never knew what was coming. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was lying around. If he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like the 100-stabbing knife. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught me that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe it's a time to do it. I'll save your life. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. Is that my final moment? And I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me now, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you more, but I love you.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. Now, how many of you on this thing are in favor of the rail? The rail is closing businesses. Now, think about this, folks. Okay? Let me give you an example. You have a V8 engine. Okay? One spark plug goes dead. The car is going to have a hard time running. Okay? That is the same thing with a community. The community I'm talking about is Honolulu. You start closing down businesses, it will be a domino effect right down the line to everybody. There's no such thing as just because, let's say, Zippy's closed down, it's no big deal because other restaurants get busy. No. The workers that work for Zippy's will be out of a job, and the workers that usually buy groceries from the grocery store or wherever will stop buying groceries, will cut back. So when they cut back, those places get less sales. Okay? When those places get less sales, it goes all the way down the line. Like a new car salesman. okay? The family there that lost the job, they're planning to buy a new car next month. But because they have no job, they're not going to buy the new car. And the new car salesman, he is standing around wondering what happened. Because nobody's coming in to buy cars. Okay? So it's not like, oh, no big deal. We can shut them down. The same thing is happening worldwide. You know, if these countries were to wake up and smell the coffee, the whole world needs each other because of the dealings, the business dealings they have with each other. Think about it. If one country was the only one that had oil, was to just say, okay, you guys don't want to deal with me, I'm shutting off the oil sale to you guys. Then what? Could the world survive with no oil? We don't think so. Okay? So, it's the same thing. We need to look at the effects of this world. The world is ugly. I have never seen a beautiful world. Okay? Put it on the ground. Why do you put it in the air? Putting it up in the air makes Hawaii ugly. I'm telling you. But who listens? Anyway, we have to try our best to keep Hawaii beautiful, because our one and only industry that we have is tourism. Tourists come to see the beauty. They don't come to see high rises. They don't come to see rail. They want to see the old-fashioned Hawaii. Really. You know, on our website, we have the now and the before look of Honolulu. Go look it up. On my website. Okay, georgenita.com. And go check out the pictures. Beautiful. I mean, beautiful. Do you know the Alawai Canal used to have, it used to be a harbor where boats used to dock. Yeah. Boats can't dock there no more. You're lucky if a canoe can get in there. It's all filled with mud. So, anyway. The fuel energy is your number one issue. And that's why your electric bill is high, because of the cost of the fuel. But we can make electricity from ethanol, and then it'll be cheaper. Okay? Anyway, so much for that. When you have your car serviced, recommend that the technician check your belts, your tire pressure, tires, your oils made, all of that good stuff. Okay? A lot of you are driving around with defective struts because of bouncing. Do you know what that feels like? When you go down the freeway and it feels like it's just going up and down and bouncing, it doesn't stop bouncing, it keeps on bouncing. Anyway, have the struts checked. And you're going to keep the car, put quality struts on, not the El Cheapo, quality ones. Okay? Hawaii has to wake up and look at the history of Orange County. Orange County went bankrupt, or was trying to go bankrupt, because what happened there was the landowners jacked up the price of land to the businesses. The businesses up and left. So, there was nobody in Orange County. See, it's a domino effect. You know, landowners get too greedy and they want more money. Everybody wants more money. But you gotta know how to not upset the apple cart, so to speak. Okay? We all can work together. We need to work together. Right now, Honolulu is really hurting. The economy is poor. And those of you that have good jobs, you don't notice it. and look around. Look around. The racetrack closing caused a lot of down in the economy. Because people that used to race at the racetrack used to build engines. They don't build engines no more. Because there's no need to, there's no racetrack. Okay? So you cannot just erase something and feel that it's okay, everything will survive. Okay? Let's do it on a bigger scale. Close down all the golf courses. No more golf courses. What's going to happen? Major problem. Major. Okay? Mm-hmm. They closed down bowling alleys. Mm-hmm. That was adding a problem too. You cannot do things like that. You gotta think, you gotta keep everything operating in a smooth operation. But anyway, Mariano came down, talked with me this morning. Nice talk about economy and how everything is going and how the politicians don't think about it. They don't look at it. All they do is, okay, we're gonna raise tax. Okay, we're gonna raise tax. Any homeless person can do that. They gotta find ways to help the people. That's their job. Helping the people. Okay? Anyway. If you're gonna buy a stick shift car, stick shift means a 5 or 6 speed with a clutch, okay? You gotta check out the transmissions. How do you check the transmissions without driving it? Okay, the way you do it is you have the transmission in neutral, the clutch pedal is out, you're not depressed stepping on the clutch pedal. You bring up the RPM to about 2000 RPM, okay? Step the clutch and put it into gear. If it does not go into gear, or it grinds, then the transmission is faulty. And it has to be redone. Okay? Doing or overhauling a manual, a 5-speed or 6-speed transmission is very costly, folks. It's not cheap like the old days. Okay? It runs up a couple thousand dollars at the cheapest. Okay, so when you buy the used car, that's how you check a standard shift transmission. You do not do this sequence for reverse. You only do it for the forward gears. You bring up the RPMs to 2000, step the clutch, shift it in gear. If it grinds, the transmission is shot. Okay? Okay. Now, I would appreciate if people were just calling on the radio instead of calling to my office after the show. Everybody I know, everybody in Hawaii, Shane, they don't want to be talking on the radio. Especially Billy Crestman from Crested Cleaning Center. Oh, Billy has good stuff there. But Degreaser 2000 is fantastic, folks. You gotta try the Degreaser 2000. It's a fantastic cleaner. And that's where you can get it, is Crested Cleaning Center. Another one that is shy, if you wanna get rid of him, bring out a microphone and he's gone. Mariano. You bring out a microphone, all you see is dust. He's gone. He's gone. So folks, if you want Mario not to be around, just bring out a microphone and he's gone. You don't have to say leave. Microphone. Long time ago, I did a remote from Manilow Hotel. And we did it in the auditorium. 70s and early 80s. Life was fantastic. Those of you that have been there, done that, think about it. It was really fantastic. I mean, something to do. And it stimulated the economy. And we had lots of high performance parts stores that was open and doing well. Now we only have one. So, I don't know what to say. Anyway, who do we have on the line now?
Okay, we have Winston from Honolulu.
Hi, Winston. Hello? What happened to him? Winston?
Yes.
Oh, he's kind of soft.
He's kind of soft, yeah?
Should I call back?
No. Speak louder.
Speak louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can barely hear you, but speak louder. That's all right, your neighbors can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, my gas gauge is stuck on over full. How do I unstuck it?
It's stuck on the overfull. It's good. You never run out of gas.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep thinking, but I don't want to run out of gas.
The wire going to the gas tank is disconnected.
Well, yeah, but you know, like when I turn off the engine, the thing.
Yeah, if the wire is loose or not connected good, it will fluctuate or stick on full or stick on empty or whatever. Okay? So, that's all you gotta do is check it out. But some people might be thinking they're getting good gas mileage. The gas gauge don't drop. So, anyway. Have your batteries checked, folks. We're finding a lot of people getting stalled with dead batteries. Okay? Is it break time again? I think it's a break time again. Our last break of the day.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial break now. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have? Oh, she's on the phone. Okay. Anyway, what is that you can see? There's a tow wagon that was stuck on the off ramp and causing traffic backup. People should have common sense and get out and help push the tow wagon to the side so everybody can travel on again. People don't do that. You have somebody on the line?
No.
No, okay. Anyway, pay attention, folks. Wake up. Okay? By helping that guy move his wagon out of the way would help everybody and not back up traffic down the road. Gotta be more user friendly. Okay? attention to where you're going. I just heard about four young women not paying attention, jumped in the back of a police car, a blue and white police car, not even thinking. They're in the back of a police car. When you get in a blue and white police car, you cannot get out. Well, they were locked in. And nobody went to help them and open the door so they could get out. See?
And I feel bad about it to this day.
Yeah. And Bob wasn't even thinking, and he just went along his merry way, and the girls were in there thinking, how are we going to get out?
It didn't occur to me when I could let him out until I was telling people at this very radio station the story the next day. It's like, they were just stuck in there. And they said, well, why didn't you let him out?
I wasn't thinking.
Didn't occur to me in a million years. Everybody was just pointing and laughing.
Yeah,
you just get stuck in a mindset.
So please, folks, drop it into the next gear and think. Don't just follow the other person into the car. Look at where you're going. You know? And what if the policeman came back and thought the same way and didn't think about the people in the back and drove to the police station? And the police chief says, what do you have in the back seat? Oh, I arrested them.
I don't know, chief. What are you talking about?
Anyway, so we need to all work together on this and cut up traffic. The traffic is horrendous. Horrendous. And do you know that's the worst thing for your car, to be stuck in traffic? That is the worst thing. It's better to go down the racetrack, pedal to the metal, is better than being stuck in traffic. Too bad we don't have a racetrack. They have it on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. Oh, that's the signal to get out of here. So I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and please take care of each other, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.